welcome to Sonya Podcast. Someone actually sent me this, and I found this to be, I was like, well, okay now. There's a lot of stories how people feeling like things they won't tolerate now, or they're just tired of. So the first one said, I'm 43 years old and I don't have time for people who don't respect me. I have less patience for ignorance. I care less about being rich and retirement and fine. I care more about chasing happiness, which doesn't necessarily mean more money, just happiness. If money comes with it, so be it. And that was by Larrell Brown. The next person, I'm tired of the new grocery stores being a social club. Now I order online and pick up at the parking lot. The next person said, daylight saving times. I never had a problem when it became dark early, but this past fall, I was honestly offended. I hope next year is better. The next person said, I'm 80 and I'm reasonably computer literate, but I hate having everything on my phone, having to find things, retrieve them, enter passwords, or worry about misplacing the phone, or accidentally deleting. I insist on being mail bills, which I usually pay by check because then I have an early and easy to find record of what I had paid and when. Joel said, I went to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, and we stood in line for 45 minutes to get on a ride. That's when I had an empathy and I realized I was over amusement parks. New music, there are no artists developed anymore, so there's truly hardly any talent out there. And there's also so much music available that it doesn't seem worth it to seek these artists out, especially since there's a ton of music and musicians I already love. That came from Jay Duckett. The next person, Steven, said, the hassle of getting in touch with companies. There were so many problems with my card when I went to make an Amazon purchase recently. I decided to call Amazon to find out what's what. On the app, there were questions before allowing the call. My answer was to forget about the purchase entirely. The next person said, not being near the toilet, I refused to hold it in. Sweet girl said, in my 20s, I went out partying most of the week. I love clubs, dancing, and staying up late. Now in my 40s, all I want to do is be comfortable in my home, text with a friend, wear comfortable clothes, Uggs, clubbing. You can't pay me enough to do it. The next person said, going anywhere that doesn't have a parking lot, I don't want to circle the block for 20 minutes just to try to squeeze into a tiny spot with street signs. Just let me park in a parking lot. The next person said, being a short person, I've really given up and only buy seated tickets to concerts nowadays. I never see anything anyway. Math said, trying certain types of new things. When I was a kid, I wanted to try everything at least once. Now there are things like water skiing and scuba diving that I no longer have any interest in attempting. The world is vast enough that there are plenty of new activities and interests. I can pursue that. There are things to do and places to go. I no longer tempt by part of this is having the maturity to better understand risk and their long-term impacts. And another part is knowing the quirks of my own body at the age I am at and having a better idea of what is weakness and or what is weaknesses are and which weaknesses I have the likelihood to be able to change and which I don't. I'm retiring in 4 weeks. I'm tired of toxic bosses, commuting, work clothes, office politics, looking forward to reading and music and road trips and no schedule freedom. I'm in my mid-40s. I certainly miss the benefits of youth. Aches are creeping in. I can no longer eat anything I want. Healing time has slowed, but there is something very liberating about no longer caring what people think about you. Doing things you want to do when you want to do them. Having coffee alone outside at 6 a.m. while the world sleeps. Cutting the grass in shorts and high socks and enjoying quality time with friends. Youth is wasted on the young. That was Billy Green. After years of flying, a ton of flying for work, I now avoid getting on planes for any reason. I came to the loft every day about it. I told my friends if they want face to face, come visit the Big Apple. All good fella. At my age, I feel comfortable saying no without any explanation. That's Diane. For me, it's noise. I really become aware of how our society has no awareness of others' personal boundaries, especially when it comes to blasting music that others may have no interest whatsoever in hearing. There's an incredible sense of entitlement from a lot of people that they seem to think we all want to hear their music. Being a blasting from their car or outdoor concert in a nearby house or an apartment. That was dog. Digital coupons. I hate dealing with a QR code to get the sale price. By the way, I'm 70. That's Sue Brooks. I literally don't want to do anything. I don't really want to do. Recently, I had two letters lying unopened on my desk for a month because I knew there was nothing in either. I really wanted to deal with. That was from Santucal. There's no need to hang on to toxic relationship, hoping one day they'll change. I have a 3-strike rule, and I'm considering changing it to 1-strike. No drama, no debate, no arguments. It's just bye. High heels and raising a puppy. That's what one person said. They just want to have weird high heels and raising a puppy. I am headed up to 90 and have a list of things I once did by Jetson through aging and experience. I no longer play inflated prices to eat in loud, uncomfortable eateries. I avoid crowds and driving in cars become infrequent. I no longer trust politicians and I don't answer unknown phone numbers. But the descent into old age has a myriad of plus factors too. I can't afford to travel in first or business or the rare times I use a flying machine. I also have tremendous hope for my grandchildren, for it is now their time to climb most of the hill. Oh, see, I told y'all that was funny. That was like some nice stuff people were talking about. Like they were no longer due. And me, I no longer tolerate anything. Nothing. Like stuff I used to tolerate, I don't tolerate. If you get on my nerves or you do something, it's just I don't have the patience for it. But I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please get a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, where is podcast at, please share. You can call me here at sb76672@gmail.com. Follow me at son.ie9795, Instagram, Sonya Santalk, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Have an album out on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJ UVCLAIN. Read her book called Black Girl in Orange. Follow TAWYNA Wade Williams. Read her book, Suddenly Single. King's Flex on SoundCloud and Female Reform. And y'all have a blessed night.